ابن قدام رحمة الله عليه in his مختصر of منهاج القاصدين he says وكل من نقل إليك النميمة every individual who brings you tales about others right he says so and so done that and so and so done this right so and so said this about you right upon you is to do six things upon you is to do six things number one أن لا يصدق الناقلة لأن النمام فاسق مردود الشهادة that you don't believe what this individual is saying straight away why because this person who's carrying tales is a fasiq he's a transgressor he is partaking in some of the or should I say one of the most major sins possible because of the corruption that it causes there are some major sins that is what huh? limited to maybe just yourself or two people this is now what causing problems and corruption upon amongst many shouldn't believe him because he's a fasiq مردود الشهادة this person's testimony in court will be rejected and in Islamic court they won't believe him or they won't accept anything that he says because of him committing fisq الثاني number two أن ينهاه عن ذلك وينصحه you should forbid him from doing this and you should advise him number three أن يبغضه في الله you should hate him for the sake of Allah عز وجل فإنه بغيض عند الله and because he is despised by Allah عز وجل due to him partaking in this filthy evil sin number four أن لا يظن بأخيه الغائب السوء that he shouldn't think bad of his brother this person now that he's talking to you about you shouldn't start having bad assumptions of him and that is because what? Can't accept what this individual says, even though it will burn, right? It will make you feel at, or should I say, unease. It will cause you discomfort. You'll be thinking about it all night. How can that individual say X, Y, and Z? Number five, أن لا يحمله ما حكي له على التجسس والبحث. This should not cause you now to start spying. This should not lead you now to start spying on that individual. Now that this has been said, you send people, oh, go and double check. Does he really say that? Go and ask him. Try to act like you're on his side and that you're his friend. See whether he says that. And that is because Allah said, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا Do not spy on one another. And number six, أَنْ لَا يَرْضَى لِنَفْسِهِ مَا نَهَى عَنْهُ النَّمَّامَ فَلَا يَحْكِي نَمِيمَتَهُ You should not fall into that which you advise this tale teller of. You may say to him now, Akhi, listen, what you've done is wrong, you shouldn't do this. But then, you go to your wife or you go to your brothers and sisters and you start saying, oh, I can't believe what that guy said about me. He just prohibited that individual from not doing this. And you shouldn't be believing him. You should not relate that which is being said. May Allah give us a tawfiq to act upon that. It's not easy. Right? These 6 points are really what? Pushing buttons. It's really putting us to the test. And on the ropes, if you want to call it.